be talking to us about characterization of yarn irregularity and variation in yarn diameter. Dr. Ibrahim.
Good morning, everybody. I would like to speak today about actually a very interesting tema about the yarn diameter measurements. Actually, I'll go to some extent in some parts very quickly because there is no time, as I see here, for the introduction. In any case, yarn diameter is a very important phenomena and used as a parameter for many fabric, for prediction of many fabric parameters such as thickness, cover factor, porosity, surface roughness, characteristic, and so on. Actually, the yarn diameter is a heuristic definition. There is no diameter, there is no cylindrical yarn at all. So yarn diameter may be defined as intuitive value characterization, the imaginary cylinder of the yarn where most of fibers are concentrated. Yeah, and in this definition itself, it is a real funny. Yeah, it is. There is no actual rule where are the fibers are concentrated. Yeah, it is depends on each one and each algorithm for calculation this cylinder. one thing is there are many instruments and many methods are used for calculation the yarn diameter and its variability. These instruments are of different measuring principles, use different evaluation systems, and it is hard to find the actual, there is no actual yarn diameter. Now we shall try to investigate which differences between these measuring principles. As we can see here, there is some of these instruments are very well known as Euster, for example, here, where with this OM sensor for yarn diameter measurements, or this laser spots measurements from Japanese people, and here the OA SIS from Zweigler, and also this from Hemphill, that the YAS system, the yarn for measuring the yarn diameter. And each one sure uses different method. We know well, I'll not speak about this because it's well known everywhere from the user, he is using two perpendicular light beam to reduce the effect of the ovality of the yarn. As we can see here, yes, one from this side, if we have here yarn, if it is predicted in two, this is the actual one, so that it will give us here one small and one bigger diameter as an oval one. So, and the OAS, it is also found everywhere, you can read it, and this laser bot, which is very interesting one, when they are using the principle of the Frenzel diffraction, that is, as we can see here, this light, for example, it can be here as a spot, black one, and here is hell. So they are using it for, you can say, so some filtration, yeah? One is concentrated here for measuring directly the diameter and the other for the hairness. At any case, in Czech Republic, we are using a newly developed instrument, is a handy one for controlling the CV of the yarn on directly on the machine, either on the ring spinning machine or on the open end machine. This is a handy one, and it's called QQM, Quick Quality Management for the yarn quality. This instrument actually is using also an optical measuring head for measuring the diameter and gives mostly all the parameters given by the user one. Now, about other methods which is used in laboratory, there is mainly two methods have been developed by Professor Neskar, our colleague at the same university, where he, under a microscope, can project the light and to see the diameter, as we can see here, that if we can see here, that is their diameter, and he takes a row, and if it will be here white pixel and then black pixels and white, 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 and this is the longest blackness line which related to the diameter of the yarn. From this, he has constructed an exponential function, and after that, two exponential function to find the diameter of the yarn based on this blackness function, and he could find one smaller is d density, and the other one is d cover, the diameter of, if one want to calculate the diameter. As same as Professor Mletke has spoken, beside that, we can find also from the packing density, as we can see here, here's the limit packing density, here is the normal packing density, and here we could find, for example, by the this method, where the yarn is cut it and then projecting the inside the fibers, at so about 15%, we can find the actual yarn diameter after elimination of these fibers. And here is also, again, the same equation used by Professor Mletke before from Professor Neskar, our colleague there. And now, coming to the true. If we are measuring the yarn diameter on the user one, here is the black one is the hair, the diameter diagram from user. And if we are taking the same data directly from the user itself and re-plot it, you can see here as this one, which is actually complete the same, yes, if you want to, can I make a smaller one or not? It's unless a presentation. So, at any case, it is really, you can see here, it is completely the same. That means that is our technique for taking the data is completely the same. But we have actually developed a program called D-Yarn, where we have approximated the yarn diameter to two diameters, which is logically, at any case, is because it is an oval everywhere, each one is calling. So that we have approximated it to two diameters as or bimodal. Now we can see here from the user one is giving very nice Gaussian distribution. How it is possible from our, from the same data from the user instrument, it gives us bimodal. So there is somehow is measure something and evaluating something else. What is this? That was of our interest. Now this is the equation where we have used for the approximation for bimodality and so on. Now look here again to the yarn diameter that is here, as I said, from user diagram, and that is from our diagram, but we have used, we don't know exactly what type of filtering user is using, but we have here used the Savitsky-Gulai smoothing one, yes, and we can see here that is the point measured, and here is the filter data, and we got again here by our program this diagram. That means that user is measuring something, yes, and then filtering it, and the results are given there, yeah? That is was very interesting to find out what is type of filtering he is used most, this Savitsky one. And now, unfortunately, from the calculations, we can see here that the user directly, when it is measured, gives us somehow this value, 0.21, for example, and the CV is about 10. But if you are taking the data, the raw data from user gives a very high variation and bigger diameter. And from our instrument QQM, to some extent, higher data and higher CV. Now, we have tried to justify all of these differences in the measurements. So we have made here a correlation between the measurement one based on the calculated diameter, as we have seen before from this big equation of Professor Netzkar, and the other measuring instruments are used, and we have used that here. Y is equal to XB. There is no constant, so that you can say that is a ratio between the measured and the calculated one. And in this case, we can see here, for example, from the user one, and here are the calculated one, and here is the diameter measured for all of these things. And in this case, we can see, due to this regression, and the correlations are to some extent very high. That is, for example, I don't know, this one, according to M1, one of our colleagues, this Monica, gives the diameter. It is so about 1.01 from the calculated one. We have used the calculated one, so that it is as a reference one, and the measure to be how far it is from the actual one. For example, this one is from QQM, which gives to some extent about 40% higher values than from the calculated one. And after calculation and filtration, so we can see here that is the correlation matrix here. User calculated with the calculation of the diameter, which gives us about 0.9, which is very good. And by QQM, our instrument is also about 0.91. And here, between the user measurements and user calculated, after we have actually recalculated the values from the user, putting according to our phenomena, if the cross section, we or at about 15% is the actual diameter, so we have cut it at 0.15, so that it is gives very high correlation. This one thing. Second is also between after this manipulation with data, you can see it is completely, you can say, about the same safely used according to our calculation. Now, very interesting thing is our D diagram is not only to approximate the distribution to bimodality, but it gives a lot of information, which is giving also at here CVL, CVL here, and this deviation factor and deviation ratio, the autocorrelation, and I don't know, some type of spectrum here, power spectrum, and the Harris diagram, and so on. So I mean that is our program is really able to take the data from the user and calculate it is in a very complicated one. Another one which is very interesting, excuse me, I must say this, but because we have took a slab yard, yeah, and measured on the user, and again, you can see here the diagrams are always the same. But if you are using the normal, any normal statistical package or our package, it is the same. And you can see here from the user, without any filtering, yes, this diagram is coming out. But after filtering and using this Savitsky, you can see here from our program, which is to bimodal. And here is from the user itself, yeah? That is from the user, so that is from the user, the diagram, and that is from our diagram after, from our calculated values from the user after filtration, and here from our instance QQM, which is now sure that the filtration of the data. Why I am saying this? These are here the parameters, which, as I said before, that it gives somehow. I tried here to plot the autocorrelation function from the two instruments, from the user one and from the QQM, which is seen they are completely the same, because here our QQM is actually takes on 0.2 millimeter, but in user one it takes 1 centimeter, user four, not 8 millimeter, but 1 centimeter. So that the behavior, as you can say, it is very complete. And also, if we are using here the spectrum, here is from the user, where with these peaks here, and here in the frequency domain, either by the user of the QQM. That means that both of the instruments actually are giving to the same characteristic at variable. So at the end, I would like to say that is a very interesting thing, that is that what we are actually measuring. We have seen here, we can measure it under the microscope, I mean, in the laboratory, gives some how by different methods, I mean, either cross-sectional one or longitudinal one. There are two different methods, which each one gives something, and from the user itself, from the QQM, from the laser plot, which we haven't, and so on. It is always what actually we are measuring. I don't know if it is the actual diameter or not. So thank you very much for your good listening.
I'm impressed with your timing, which is, this year is much, much better than... All right, I don't think we have time for questions either, but we'll have 5 minutes after all the presentations are done to ask our presenters all the questions you want. And you know that after this session there's a 30 minutes break in which you can interact with the presenters too, if you're interested in asking questions. Our next presenter is Qian Lin from the University of Donghua, Shanghai, China. She's currently at North Carolina State University working on her research project. So she's being hosted by Professor Oxenham, right? Okay. And she's going to talk to us about a study on the quaternary combing process based on fiber length distribution by weight. And